And Merry Christmas to everybody and all the kids who are just waiting for me to put the microphone down so that we can dig in. And I just want to share. You got it for one passage this morning. Just one verse out of our favorite, Luke chapter 2, right? Luke chapter 2. And again, this is appropriately called Joy to the World, because that's what this is all about, right? So if you got your device or your Bible, turn to Luke 2, verse 6. And I just want to read these verses and make two things that I feel like are really a word from the Lord for all of us this morning. And I hope that you can take with you, because this isn't just about a word for Sunday morning. This is about, I want you to take this gift from God's word with you during this entire holiday season. Are you with me? Because the Lord, how many know He gives some good gifts? Amen. Not only Himself, but included with Himself is when He speaks. When He speaks to us, it's everything. As we often say, everything rises and falls upon the word of the Lord. So He revealed this, and while they were there, Luke 2 verse 6, I'm in the NLT this morning. They were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. How many know that sometimes the Lord's presence is a suddenly? Like Jacob said, surely God was in this place and I didn't even know it. I pray that suddenly God's presence would come upon you during this Christmas. Suddenly the Lord is in this place. Suddenly God is up to something. Well, this was one of the first suddenlies for them. So these angels are here, the radiance of the glory. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, don't be afraid. He said, because I bring you good news. Everybody say good news. Good news. Did you know that's what the word gospel means? It's not bad news. It's not okay news. It's good news. Yeah. He said, I brought you good news that will bring what? It's going to bring some great joy. There will be rejoicing in the streets when the residents of Chapel Hill hear the good news. The residents of Durham, of Chatham County, of Hillsborough, of Alamance County, of Mebane. There's good news. There's great joy to how many people? Just the ones in the church? No, to all the people. All, everybody say all.
All.
Who does that include? Everybody. Say, that's my neighbor. That's my coworker. That's the person I go to school with. It's good news to all people. Good news has come. Joy to the world has come for every person. Every single person. Why? Because the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize Him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Suddenly, there it was again. The angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Tap your neighbor and say, He's pleased in you. And then look at your other neighbor and say, who, me? Yeah, yeah, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you this morning. God is pleased in you, and He's put His favor upon you. And suddenly, His presence is with you. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, just like you said, maybe not, but hey, let's go to Bethlehem. Why? Because they felt something. They sensed something. They saw the star. They knew God was up to something. Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing Him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. Notice what they did. They had to tell somebody. They had to tell somebody this good news. This is too good. Like this anybody got the famous Christmas fudge? Or the famous Christmas whatever it is. I need to tell somebody about this fudge. Fruitcake? I might not tell somebody about that, but I'm just kidding. Fruitcake happens to not be my thing, but the red velvet cake, Jesus' birthday cake that grandma makes, my mom, every Christmas with 2,000 candles on it. You should see that fire. No, it doesn't fit. Tell somebody. And here's what happens next. So they go. They told everyone what had happened, what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Now here's the two quick things, and then we'll get ready to eat. The two quick things is, like the angels in this story, find one person to tell. How do I tell them? Well, as somebody said, preach the gospel and use words if necessary. Find one person and share the joy and the love with them. Maybe it's through a gift. Maybe it's through a meal. Maybe it's through a prophetic word. Like, hey, I feel like God's saying this to you. I just want to bless you with this today. Find one person. This is my Christmas challenge. Find one person and be that angelic message to them. Okay? They heard the testimony, or maybe the shepherd's message. They heard the good news from the angels, and they just had to tell everyone. Might be a little bit of a stretch to tell everyone, but tell just one. Everybody say just one. Just find just one person and tell them. Maybe it's that awkward person in your family. Notice I said awkward. I might be saying it nicely. The difficult person in your family. I want to say bless and not curse. I want to say allow your heart before you even get to that dinner table or that gift exchange. Allow your heart to hear. What might God be saying to you, fill in the blank? Because I'm not just talking about like take a burger or something or a Christmas dinner to the person on the street corner. That may be something God shares with you. But I'm saying, who around you needs to hear good news? Well, they've heard the gospel 1,000 times. That may be true, but have they heard identity about who they are in God? Have they heard about what this little baby in the manger has become for them? See, God wants to tell one person in your life. Are you guys all right? Like the ladies at the Christmas party blessed the students, the college students, with little care packages. Just one student being touched. Secondly, it comes back to this thing about how everybody's excited, but Mary thought often about these things. She kept these things in her heart and she thought often about them. The second thing I'm going to ask you to do is think often about what God has said to you this year. Does anybody keep a spiritual journal? Good. Five people. All right. So maybe make that a New Year's revelation, not a resolution. Write it down here. Audio recorded on your audio notes. Put it somewhere because God is always speaking and I know you're listening. Let these words that he said like to Mary, yeah, everybody's excited and they're all in a hubbub and they're all excited about what's going on. But for Mary, it was her boy. How many mamas of toddlers know in the middle of the twos and threes, you need a word from the Lord? In the middle of the 15s and 16s, you need a word from the Lord. And every age in between, Jesus was really no different. He had to have his diapers changed. He had to learn obedience from the things he was taught. Mary pondered, like, is this really the Messiah? Is this the one? Ponder whatever God's saying to you in your heart. Because he wants you to think about those things often. It's the biblical concept of meditation. Think often. Let those things saturate. I know, kids. I know. Let me just say one thing. Last Sunday, Michael Pham shared this vision he had. He said, while you were sharing, I saw like 15 to 20 angels come into this room and release scepters of authority over different people. And I saw that people would receive revelation. Everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
That people are going to receive revelation about future assignments through their dreams in the coming year. Let me read that one more time because I want you to think about it. When we were ministering last Sunday, there were 15 to 20 angels that came into this room where we're sitting. I don't have a problem with that because it's in the New Testament. If it's in the Bible, it's legal. I can believe in this. There were 15 to 20 angels that came in the room and released scepters of authority over different people. And I saw that people would receive revelation about future assignments through their dreams in the coming year. Think about it. Meditate upon it. I'm going back during this next week over all my journals throughout the year and the last 2 years, actually. I'm looking at what God spoke to me. Then I've got a prophetic words journal on my phone. I'm reading back over those. I just wrote down, hey, what does God say over you? I wrote that statement down. All last week, I read that statement every day and determined in my heart my identity in God because I realized that's who I'm going to become.
Yeah.
I'm going to become what I love to believe about myself, not just because I think it, but because my Father thinks it.
Amen.
Write these things down and think about them often, church. Think about often what he's saying and what he said, because those are the words that you can take to the bank. Amen.
Amen.
That's really where joy comes from.
Yeah.
That's where in that message last week, rejoice whenever you encounter various trials, you know, have joy. I've realized, man, I had some trials just yesterday and I wasn't very happy about it. No, but the joy comes in the process. Because I know that even with what happened yesterday, God is doing something. God is going to get something out of that. He may have not created it, but she sure is going to create something in you and I that he's going to get glory in us. So Lord, we just thank you for joy. Like that song, unspeakable joy. We ask that joy, even in the middle of difficulty, would spring up. I ask for a supernatural infusion of joy.
Yeah.
That people would laugh even when it's not funny.
Yeah.
Lord, that people would rejoice even when there's no reason in the natural to rejoice.
Yeah.
Because they know that Emmanuel has come. That Christ is with us. And we glory in that this morning. And we thank you, God, for all that you're doing.
Yeah.
And everybody said, amen. Amen.